You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report, and we got to start with the excitement going on with the Denver Nuggets. They did it again. They won for the second time up in Minnesota. The playoff series is now tied at 2 games apiece. And Jeremy and I were talking about how Jamal Murray hit a more than half-court shot at the buzzer at the end of the first half, and I about fell out of my chair when the, I mean, that was a swish.
It was a swish, you know, and if you haven't seen it, go search it. I'm sure it's on YouTube or on, you know, Altitude or something. But yeah, go watch it. It's incredible.
You got to see it. I mean, and the Nuggets scored, what was it, like 8 points in the last 20 seconds? The last 20 seconds of the first half. Talk about a dagger to the heart of the T-Wolves, and their fans just got so quiet, like, oh, God.
And then Jamal Murray standing there in front of all the guys, you know, announcing the game, just staring at him like, yeah, I just did that.
That was so fun.
This is a solid flex.
Game 5 tomorrow night at Ball Arena. Mix 100 has your tickets throughout the day today. So not just with your boys, but also Katie will have some, Nina and Steve Marshall. First pair that we're going to give away today is, once again, saying a big thank you to the early birds who listen to the show. Only you will have access to this first pair because we're going to give you a secret code word. Right now, we will not repeat it again until after 7 o'clock. And when we do, we're just going to drop it in casual conversation. So people who tune in after 7 will have no idea what we're doing. But you will know to be caller number 20, caller 20, when you hear the secret code word after 7 o'clock. And we'll do it before 9:30, so sometime between 7 and 9:30. Jeremy, what's the code word this time?
Zipper today. You're going to be listening for the word zipper. And then call us immediately when you hear it.
And we're not going to say, hey, here's your code word. We're just going to drop it in casually in conversation. So you got to be on your toes and ready. Good luck. You know, and after talking about how crappy they are for the last 6 weeks, we should probably acknowledge that the Rockies have won 4 in a row. They swept the first-place Texas Rangers this weekend at Coors Field. So, kids, miracles do happen.
Hey,
thanks to some increased solar activity, people as far south as Florida and Texas reported seeing the northern lights. Did you guys get to see them at
all? So, what the F is up with this? We had the buildup for the eclipse. A buildup, a buildup, a buildup. That's all we heard about. And then I wake up, like, on Saturday morning, and it's a bazillion pictures of the beautiful northern lights that were seen from Colorado. I was like, what the hell? Nobody told me.
Oh.
Nobody told me, and there's pictures everywhere.
You should have heard Gretch bitching about the fact that she missed it Friday night. So Saturday night, she set up her massive, fancy, schmancy camera thing that she's got for all of her videos that she does. She set it on time lapse, pointing at the sky.
Yeah, nothing.
But didn't get it Saturday night. She's like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I was like, gosh, why?
But, you know, super cool. But it's something I want to go to, like, Scandinavia and see them at some point in my life. The thing is, I know I saw them as a kid because we lived in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Sure.
I guarantee you I saw them as a kid, but I moved after my kindergarten. I don't remember seeing them.
No.
And I might have just thought that was normal.
Yeah, you have no idea what that is. I was reading the story about, you know, how many people were taking pictures of it, and I guess your phones pick up a lot more detail on night mode than your eyes do, so they actually looked way more beautiful in some locations than
they actually were.
So, yeah, that's kind of neat. That's neat to know.
Tops at the box office this weekend was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. $56 million. Fall Guy was a distant second. People are wondering if this is going to be a very lame summer for Hollywood, especially on the heels of last year's, you know, Barbenheimer magic. So, may not be as super cool as it was last year. This story about dating app stuff is really fascinating to me. So, a lot of people complain about going out on a first date. Like, oh, I gotta go. Even if it's just coffee, you know, there's money involved, there's time, and then it doesn't work out. And so the founder of one of the online dating sites says we are very close, like in the near future, to having AI become like a dating concierge for us. And if you're wondering what that means, basically you would have a dating concierge who's like an AI. All these other people on this dating site would, your AI would get together with the other person's AI and have a virtual conversation, then report back to you and tell you if this other person is worth the time, money, and effort. And if you think about it, your AI could go on conceivably hundreds of dates.
Millions.
You know, in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And then report back. And then you also spend some time talking with your dating concierge, and it gets to know you. And then it turns around and gives you tips and advice on, you know, how to better talk to someone.
Mm-hmm. Quit playing Dungeons and Dragons. Wow. Yeah, I guess. It's fine. Whatever.
It's really interesting.
You miss out on a lot of great experiences and stories. You're going to miss out on a lot of great bad date stories.
I'm not saying this is something that I would ever want to do, but I guarantee you it will explode.
And what if your AI runs off with somebody else's AI and you never hear from it again? Well, this didn't work at all.
What the hell?
Sorry.
For people who do get together and make sweet love and pop out a baby, the Social Security Administration every year has their list of the most popular baby names from the year before. I'll tell you, there's been something about Olivia for girls and Liam for boys for years. 5 years straight that Olivia has been the number one girl's name. 7 years in a row for Liam. Pretty much the top 10 for both weren't changed all that much. It's like just the same old, same old. You know, Liam, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, blah, blah, blah. For girls, Olivia, Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, Sophia, Mia, Isabella. Isabella, hey! Say one change for the boys. Jumping into the top 10 is Mateo. Mateo went from 11th to 6th.
Like tomato.
So,
I saw some of the more unique names on there at the bottom of the list. Girls, it was Pizzazz, Guacali, and Moondirt. Oh, Moon Divot. Check that. And then boys was Portabella, Bucket, and Squirtle made the list this year.
Beautiful names.
Interesting, man. Yeah.
Beautiful. Are you feeling worn down? You feeling a little depressed? You feeling maybe a little bit lonely? New study says what you need to do is get your butt outside. The average American needs to spend 67 minutes outside each day in order to feel refreshed. Ah, I feel refreshed.
Thanks, son.
They define feeling refreshed as getting outside, relaxing, getting in a better mood, and clearing your head. Mm. And I believe all of this. Absolutely.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
People like, you know, our new studios are gorgeous, right? But you're inside. You can't even see outside.
Can't even see.
And so I think
and I'm
getting
miserable.
Outside will recharge.
I'm miserable until 10 o'clock and then I go outside batteries. And I'm like, oh, my God.
What else is trending?
Well, I do have to tell you that trending is brought to you by my partners at Efficient Comfort. Get that air conditioner ready for summer. You can book their 22-point AC maintenance inspection by the end of the month, $128. Book now at efficientcomfortco.com. Shout out to croutons. Today is National Crouton Day. I love croutons. Absolutely love croutons. I can't have a salad without the crouton. It's just who I am, Dom. Who I am.
You can have mine.
The bigger, the better. The big Texas toast chunk of crouton.
Oh. Those are funny.
I had a friend who had a bit of an eating problem, and she used to spray I Can't Believe It's Not Butter into her mouth, spray one, and then
Remember
eat
that.
Croutons. She'd go back and forth between croutons and pretzels. She'd spray her mouth and then...
I had a party at my house, and we got a thing of spray butter just for her to demonstrate to everybody.
It's disgusting. Disgusting. Today is also National Apple Pie Day. Yeah, apple pie.
Yes.
You like the apple pie?
Pie. That was my go-to for years.
It's good. It's really good. We had cobbler yesterday. Didn't we have a whole conversation on cobbler recently? I believe
we did.
Peach cobbler yesterday. Mom made
solid choice.
Mother's Day.
Just put a little vanilla ice cream on it.
I'd rather have cherry. I just had a little tiny slice because save where you can. Save where you can. So, this story's making the rounds this morning. Somebody posted a picture of a baby on the floor in the standing room section of some arena in Paris watching the Taylor Swift show. Right there at the feet of the mom and dad.
They put a little blanket down
there's
or something?
A little Is blanket. Right? A little blanket or jacket. You know, the baby seemed comfortable. But, you got a baby on the floor at a Taylor Swift concert. Good parent, bad parent. You be the judge.
I think we've all judged.
It did have like hearing protection.
Good news is they put ear protection.
Yeah, it had ear protection on the baby, which is fine. So, but Come on. Somebody's going to step on the baby.
That baby's got to be so freaked out.
I know.
Lying on the floor, looking up at all these bodies and the flashing lights and the...
Oh. Right. Like, you go lay on the floor and see what the baby sees, and it's not good.
I'll tell you what. I'll just say
not
it.
Not good.
Bad parents.
Bad parents. After teasing for months and months, the collaboration between Post Malone and Morgan Wallen is finally here. They dropped a song called I Had Some Help this past weekend. Like 16 million Spotify streams. The most ever across any genre for an all-male collaboration. Ooh, baby. They say it is going to be the song of the summer. I posted it somewhere. I think I posted it on my personal Facebook. It's fine. It's got some twang to it. I guess Post Malone's going to be releasing an entire country album here shortly, which I'm excited about because I'm a Postie fan. And
yeah,
I like country music. Sorry. Did you see that the 66-year-old Steve Buscemi, the latest victim of an unprovoked attack in New York City? Somebody punched him right in the face, Dom. Right in the face. Sucker punched. I guess they found the guy. Identified on surveillance footage. It's straightened out Steve Buscemi's eyes, though, from what I saw.
Oh, shut
up. No more pug eyes. So he should be thanking that guy. And then this story about Gavin Rosdale, who used to be married to Gwen Stefani, is making the rounds today because he's got a new girlfriend. 35-year-old woman. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce her name. She's a singer from Albania. I can't. They first and last name start with an X, so I'm not even going to attempt it. But the big takeaway here, everyone says it's a young Gwen Stefani. It's her doppelganger, essentially. He's gone for the exact same woman this time around. Which a lot of guys do.
I looked at the photo, and yeah, her face, I could see a little resemblance to Gwen.
I think so, yeah. She's an attractive blonde with, you know, nice lips, so whatever. He knows his type, I guess. NBC has announced a 3-hour live primetime special for the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. You're going to have to wait a little bit. It'll be next February coming up, but it's going to be 3 hours, and they're already preparing, so that's kind of cool. Brad Pitt's in the news because his upcoming Formula One movie has exceeded $300 million. The most expensive film ever made, they said. Apple is in talks to acquire the film, so they're going to probably
goodness.
Throw that. Isn't that nutty? I mean,
is that all mostly CGI stuff with
let's
the racing?
There's a giant article on this. Due a lot to filming delays and the use of authentic race cars. Those race cars are not cheap.
Wow.
So that could be part of it. And Brad Pitt's giant paycheck, of course. And then Netflix is developing a Willy Wonka reality competition show. This is cute. There's not much about it yet, but they say it might involve contestants competing to create the best chocolate on the planet.
Oh, I'm down
with
that.
Yeah, I'm down to clown with that for sure. All right, and then get this. On the heels of hard Mountain Dew, hard Sunny D now Welch's has just joined the canned cocktail trend with 4 flavors coming out for summer. You got a cranberry, a passion fruit, a watermelon, and a grape juice filled with vodka. 6% alcohol, a little bit stronger than your average White Claw. But again, it's one of these companies that I feel like is going to get hit with a lawsuit at some point because, you know, your kids are going to open up the fridge and be like, Welch's grape juice. The next thing you know, they're drunk texting their friends in the middle of the night. Hey, right. You up? I did pick up a case of that hard Mountain Dew just for funsies to try it. And I had to have a talk with Reed. I was like, this is not for kids. Please don't drink the black.
So wait until I'm out of the house before you sneak one.
Yes, exactly. Don't drink this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. The most epic purchase on Nextdoor ever. There's the Coney Island theme park in Ohio that's set to get demolished, and it's been shut down. A guy went and bought the water slide from the theme park.
That's great.
Isn't that great? Like, what a major flex on his part.
I mean, that's funny.
That's a giant water slide right there. So anyway, there's a whole story and videos of them loading up the water slide and taking it to this guy's house. What a cool purchase. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.